Ni holden daf kuf ches om a deis. The second Mishnah. Hatoyin es chaveroi. Kadei shemen. Let's say Reuven tells Shimon, listen, you owe me. Kadei shemen. I'm asking you back for my barrels of oil. As I gave you barrels of oil and I want it back. For hoide bekankanim. Now Reuven goes to Shimon and says, you owe me these barrels of kadei shemen. And Shimon says back, I agree that I owe you the barrels. I owe you the kankanim, but he argues, I don't owe you the shemen, like I borrowed from you empty barrels. What do you want the shemen? I didn't borrow the shemen for you. So that's the question. I'm asking you for kadei shemen, and you answer back that, yes, I agree, I owe you the barrels. Is Admon Oimer, Admon holds, hoyu v'hoyde v'mikses hataino, since Shimon agrees to half of what Reuven is asking for. In other words, it's considered like Reuven is asking for two things. He's asking for the oil, and for the baskets, for the barrels. And Shimon is agreeing that he owes him the barrels. So that's called moida b'miksas. You agree to half of what I'm asking for. And therefore the locher is yeshova. There's a shvur midiraisa on moida b'miksas. Whenever you agree to half, you have to swear midiraisa that you do not owe the other half. That's the way Admon learns. The chachamim say no. Ein oidoas miksas mimin hataino. That that he agrees that he owes you the barrels, that's not considered half of what Reuven is asking for. It's not called the moide b'miksas. And therefore you do not have to swear. In other words, it's like he's asking for shemen. And you're saying, nothing doing, I never borrowed the shemen. So if you're a kofra kol, you don't have to swear. I, the barrels, so Chachom Pasha says it's like two different tainas. We'll see in the Gemara. And therefore if you're agreeing to the barrels, that has nothing to do with the shemen, and therefore it's not called like a moide b'miksas, and therefore he does not have to swear. And Amar Rabbi Gamliel says, "Roya ani es divrei Admon. I agree to what Admon says that this is considered a moide b'miksas, and therefore he does have to swear." So Gemara says like this: the Chura Shema Mina from there should be a proof leRabbonin from the Chumim Manal Mishnah that they say this is not called a moide b'miksas. That what's going to be in the case of Toanu Chita Musarim. Let's say Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, Shimon, you owe me wheat and barley. I'm asking you for these two things. I gave you wheat and barley. Now Shimon is Vahoyda Besarim. Shimon agrees that he borrowed the wheat and I'll pay you back the barley. That I borrowed the barley and I'll pay it back to you. But as far as the wheat goes, he's kofer. I don't know you the wheat. So the locha should be, is potter. The Chur should be potter from a shvua, because that's trying to come in our Mishnah. It's like he's asking and saying, you owe me oil and you owe me the barrels. So it looks like two different things. So when he agrees to the barrels, that's all. But to the Shemen, he doesn't agree at all. It's called the Kofra Koil. So it should be the same halacha if I ask you for Chitim and Sarim and you agree only to the Sarim. So the Gemara says, "Leima tevus yuf to the Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel." This should be a kasha to Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, because the Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, instead of the name of Shmuel, that what's going to be in the case of Toanu Chita Masorim? Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, "Listen, I gave you wheat and barley. You owe me them both. For hoyde loy biyachon mehen." And Shimon agrees that he owes one, and the other one he disagrees. So Halacha is of Nachman Amar Shmuel says Chayiv, that is considered a moide b'miksas hataino, and he has to swear midiraisa that he does not know the other one. So Chur, that's not like the Chumim of our Mishnah. And Api Pashtus, we should pass like the Chumim of our Mishnah. See, if so, it's a kasha to Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Tzumor says no. Omer Rav Yud Omer Rav, the Toyanoi Mida. I'll tell you, our Mishnah is talking about that he's only asking for the Mida, for the measurement. Like Rashi says, Loitova mimeno kankanen. He's not asking for the barrels at all. El shemen if karati yesbecho. What Reuven is asking Shimon for is like this: I gave you oil. I want my oil back. Oh my kadesh shemen. I. What does the Mishnah mean? Hatoin es chaveroi kadesh shemen. What does it mean? The barrel of oil. Divtoni masnisin mida. That's all it means. In other words, molei asora kadesh shemen dehevilei toin ochit avodlei besarim. I'm only asking you like this. I gave you 10 barrels worth of shemen. So the barrels doesn't mean that I gave you the barrels also. Like, I'm not asking back for the barrels. I'm only saying, how much shemen did I give you? I gave you shemen, 10 barrels worth of shemen. So that's Pshat in the Mishnah. I'm only asking you for shemen. So the other person says what? Shemen I never borrowed from you. But I agree that I owe you barrels. So that for sure is not called the Moedib Mixas. Like he's not agreeing to half of the Taina. Like Rashi says, it's Daima to Torna Chit of Odle Besarim. If I say you owe me wheat, and the other one says no, I owe you barley, that's not called the Moedib Mixas. I don't agree to half of your Taina. That's nothing. So that's Pshat in the Chomim of our Mishnah. If that's Pshat in our Mishnah, my time in the Admin. What's that Pshat in Admin then? If that's the Pshat that he's only asking for oil, and the other person agrees to the Kadim, to the barrels, like why is it called the Moedib Mixas? Why does the Admin say he has to swear? It's not called the Moedib Mixas. He's not agreeing to half of what you're asking for. You're asking for Shemin, and he's agreeing to the barrels. They're not talking to the point. It should be a Kaifra Kuril, it's not a Shkiya Shrua. So Gemara says, that can't be Pshat in the Mishnah. Elo Amar Rovas. Rovas says like this better. Tekula Yalna, everybody agrees. Heichet Yom, Mole, Mole, Asore, Kade, Shemin, Yeshli, Beborcho. When I say it, Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, listen, you have 10 barrels worth of Shemin in your bor, in your vat. For me, so in such a case, Pshita, Shemin, Ketoyin, Lei, Katkanim, Lei, Ketoyin, Lei. If he says that Lashon, that I'm asking for 10 barrels worth of shemen, so what he means to ask for is the oil. And he's not asking for the kankanim at all. And if everybody agrees, if the other one only agrees to the kankanim, to the barrels, that's not called the Moedib Mixas. But what's going to be if the person asks, Asara kade shemen malayim, yeshli yeslecho. If the guy says, I have 10 full barrels of oil by you, in such a case, Pshita Shemen Vikankanam Ketoinle. He's asking for both. He's saying, like, you have of mine oil and barrels, and therefore everybody would agree. If the other person agrees that I have your barrels, but he argues on the Shemen, that's called his being Moedib B'Mixas Ataina, and he would have to swear Midiraisa. Could be even Admon agrees to that. So it's not kasha on Shmuel. Ki pligi, where is the machlekes in the Mishnah between Admon and the Chachamim? Ki pligi heichi diyomalei, where Reuven goes to Shimon and says like this: Asara kade shemen yeshli etzlecha. I have 10 barrels of oil. He doesn't say kade shemen maleim, like full barrels. He just says I have 10 barrels of oil by you. Asara kade shemen yeshli etzlecha. That's the machlekes. Admon Oimer, Admon says, if a person says this Lashon, you know what Reuven is asking Shimon for? Yesh b'Lashon azeh Lashon kankanim. It's like Reuven is telling Shimon, you have my oil and you have my barrels. So I'm asking you for both. I'm asking for oil and for barrels. And therefore, if you agree that you owe me barrels, that's called the Moedib Mixas. Like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, if I ask you for barley and for wheat, and you agree to one, that's called the Moedib Mixas. Here also. That's Pshat in Admon. Why did the Rabbanan argue? For Rabbanan Savri, since I said that you have 10 barrels of wine, Ein b'loshen azeh loshen kakanim. The Chum say it's not the Pshat that I'm asking for the barrels. Asara kadesh shemim means also, it means I'm only asking for that much amount of oil. I'm asking back for 10 barrels full of oil. But not that the barrels I'm asking for. I'm only asking for the shemen. That's the Chum Shita, Svara. So therefore, if he agrees that he owes the barrels, and he disagrees to the Shemin, that's called the Kefra Koil, because Reuven is only asking for the Shemin, he's not asking for the barrels. So that you agree to the barrels means nothing. But to the fact of the Shemin, you disagree, that's called the Kefra Koil, that's where the Chum say in the Mishnah Yepotu. So Mora says, if so, Ela Taima, what's the reason of the Rabbanim you're telling me now? Tiyein b'loshen azeh, loshen kankanim. Because when you ask for this 10 barrels of shemen, it only means the shemen and not the barrels. But it's a diyik, ho yesh b'loshen azeh loshen kakanim. But if it would be that Reuven is asking shemen for 10 barrels of oil, means oil and the barrels, if he's asking for both, then if he agrees that he owes the barrel, mashma, everybody would agree, chayiv, that's called the Moedib Mixas. If so, from our Mishnah, it should be, leimateh b'tiyuf to the Rabchi of Araba. If so, it should be a kasha to Rabchi of Araba. Because he says just the opposite. What's going to be in the case of Torah Nuchita Masarim? Reuven goes to Shimon and says, listen, you owe me a wheat and barley. I lent you both of them. You owe me back a bushel of wheat and a bushel of barley. For hoydeloy v'yechud mehen. And Shimon agrees, I owe you the barley. But as far as the wheat goes, and I never took wheat from you. Rebbe Chi holds potter, that you potter from a shvua. That's not called the moedra miksas. It looks like two different tainas. I'm asking you one thing for wheat, that he agreed to. Then I'm asking you for barley, that he was kaifra kail. So you potter from a shvua. So our Mishnah says not like him. So Mora says, on this, that's not a kasha. Amar Rav Simi Barashi, Nasa Kemisha Torah no Riman Bikli Posei. I tell you the difference, he's asking for one thing for Riman Bikli Posei. And our Mishnah, when you ask for oil, a barrel of oil, the pshat is you don't say he's asking for two separate things, a barrel and the oil. When you ask for wheat and barley, one has nothing to do with the other. Therefore, it's called like two different tainas, and if you agree to one, it has nothing to do with the other one. But over here, when I say you have 10 barrels of oil, it's like one thing. The oil is in the barrel, and the only way I could watch the oil is by being in the barrel. So therefore, here it's like one taina. It's like one thing. Like if a guy says, I'm asking pomegranates with its shell, you don't say it's called two separate tainas. It's one thing. So that's why here, everybody would agree it's called the Maidra Mixas. So this thing Gemara says, Maskabla Ravina. What does one have to do with the other? I tell you, remind Balekli Pasoi Leminta, that's very good. A pomegranate without its outer shell, it's not watched or rot away. So therefore, that's called one taina. It's called, I'm asking for one thing, pomegranates with its shell. Good. But Shemin, here that I'm asking for oil and for the barrels, Shemin Minta Balekankanim, you could watch the Shemin in the jar. Shemin does not have to dafka be in the barrel. So if I say you owe me 10 barrels of Shemin, and if it means two things, Shemen and the barrels, l'chur, it's like two separate tainas, so it should be a kasha to Rav Chiya. How come Rav Chiya says that you potter? Tumor says, Elohocha b'mayaskinen. You know what our Mishnah is talking about? The Yomalei, where Reuven went to Shimon and said like this, Asoro kade Shemen yeshli yeslecha. I have by you 10 barrels of oil. And good, let's say it means both. Let's say it means I want both. The Yomalei idach, the other one answers back like this, Shemen, oil I never borrowed from you. Don't ask for no oil. Kankanim, but now you should know these barrels that you're asking for, it's like this. Kankanim nami. Chamish yislecho. Vechamish leslecho. That's the pshan now Mishnah. So we're talking about that, true, he's asking for two things. And Rav Chiya says that's not called the Maidu Miksas. But over here it's better. Because true, in the Shemen you're disagreeing, okay. But in the kakanim that I'm asking you for 10 barrels, and you're agreeing to 5. So even in the barrels that I'm asking for, you also agree to half of it. Therefore, you have to swear you don't owe me the other 5 barrels. And there's always a Gilgul Shavua. Once you have to swear on something, I can make you swear on the other thing also. So Admin holds like this. Yesh b'losan azer loshan kakanim. When I say I want 10 barrels of Shemin, it's like I'm asking for Shemin and for the barrels. I'm asking for the barrels. Therefore, if you agree to the 5 barrels, that's called the Moedim Miksas. Omigo de Kumishtaba Kankanim, since you have to swear on the other 5 barrels that you don't owe him, is a Mela Mishtaba Nami Hashemin Ayde Gilgul. That's a swear of Gilgul Shrua. Once you have to swear anyway, we have a right to include in that swearing anything we want. So since I say you owe me the oil, I have a right to make you swear on that. That's Adman Svara. For Rabbanan Tzavri Nadar, Rabbanan Hold, Ein B'loshen Azir Loshen Kakanim. When I ask for 10 Kadei Shemin, it's just like I'm saying a measurement. How much oil am I asking from you? I'm asking 10 barrels worth of oil. So therefore, when you agree that you owe me 5 barrels, one has nothing to do with the other. Comes out that Mashatano Lehoideloi. I say you owe me 10 barrels worth of oil. Admin knows I'm only asking for the amount of oil. I'm not asking for the barrels. Now when you admit that you owe me 5 barrels, what does that got to do with a shvua? I didn't ask for the barrels. So therefore it's called what I asked. You're not asking, answering me. That's not called the Maid of the Miksas. And you don't have to pay that much either. It's called like a mechila. If I say you only owe me shemen, I'm admitting that you don't owe me the barrels. So if you admit you owe me the barrels, it's like I'm saying you don't owe it to me. So if we don't have to pay me back the barrels either. Therefore, that's pshat and not me.
Yeah. Says Pshah Nadmarin, therefore there's no kasha in Rabbi Chiyarida. Right, so the next Mishnah. Ha poisik moyes lachosnoi. Let's say the Shver makes up before the Chasna that he's going to give so much amount of money to his daughter for the Chasna, a dowry. Or Poshet Loyas Arego. And after they get married, the Shver says, goodbye, Charlie. Posh an expression like he takes away his foot. Rashi says, Loshim Bizoyinu V'yoma, No Yishen Choshet Varov, don't bother me, I'm not going to give you no money. And that's all. Like Toy Titchah Gabi Ragli. Take my dirt of my feet, that's all I'll give you. Whereas the Shver now backs down and says, nothing doing. I promised you $5 million, now I'm going to give you the dirt of my feet, that's what I'll give you. That's what the Shver says. Is, Teisha Locher is, Teisha Vachatal bin Rosha. That the Chum say, the Chosen has a right, he only made Kedushin so far, he didn't make Nisuyin. The Chosen has a right to say, I'm not going to make Nisuyin to you. I'll let you stay the way you are right now till you get white hair, until I get my money. That's what the Chum say, the Shver promised to give him money. If you don't give me the money, I'm not going to make Nisuyin with your daughter. And she'll stay the way she is the rest of her life. She'll be like an Igun the rest of her life. Admin says, no, you can't do that. The lady, the girl has the right to say, his wife has the right to say, if I was the one that said I would give you $1 million, then you're right, if I don't pay you, you have a right just to wait it out and don't marry me or don't give me a get until I get old, because I said I'd do it. But achshav, sha'aba posak, but now it wasn't me. I didn't say I'll give you the money. My father said I'll give you the money. What do you want from me? Mani yechelo lasos. What can I do about this? My father doesn't want to give the money anymore. So why should I lose out and stay in Igun? And therefore the din is, Admon holds, I can't say potter. Besdin would tell her, listen, either go marry her, make nisuin with her, or else give her a get. That's what Admon says. That the husband doesn't have a right to let her stay until she gets the money. And Amar Rabbi Gamliel says, Roya Niyaz Divrei Admon, he likes what Admon says, that the wife has the right to say, it's not my fault. I didn't promise the money. My father did. What do you want from me? So therefore, if you don't want to marry me, give me a get. So Mara says, Mas Nisan Leki Atana. Our mission is not go at this Tana. The Tanya will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Lenech leku Admon vechachomim. That there's no mach leikis al ha-poisik moyes lechosnoi. That if the father of the Kala, the Shver, promised to give money to his son-in-law now. Or Poshet Leyes Eregel. And then after they made Kedushin, the father-in-law said, goodbye, Charlie, I'm not giving you no more money. Ishiyacholihi shetiyoma abba posakolai. That everybody agrees, like Admon says in the Mishnah, that she has a right to say, what do you want from me? That my father said he'd pay you the $5 million. Mani yacholalasais. What can I do if my father doesn't want to pay now? So you can't make me stay in Igun. Either you'll marry me, you'll make nisuin with me, or else you have to give me a get. Where is the machlokes? Al sheposko hi alatzmo. In the case where she herself said before the kedushin, she said, "Listen, marry me, and I'll give you $1 million." That's what she, the kala, told the chosen. That's the case. That's the machlokes. And then they had kedushin, and now she says, "Nothing doing. I was pulling your leg. I'm not going to give you the $5 million." Shechachom amarim nechom say teishiv atchetal ben roisha in chenami. The husband is right now. She promised him to give him $5 million, and she's not going to give it. He has the right to say, I'm not going to do anything to you. I'm not going to give you a get. I'm not going to marry you, make nisuyin with you. Stay the way you are. Admon says, no, even in such a case, she has the right to complain and say like this, that I promised you and told you I'd give you $5 million, I never really meant that I'd get the money myself. I was saying, look, I thought that my father's going to be nice to me. Even though he didn't tell me he would do it, but I thought my father was going to be nice and he would give me the money. But now that I see, but now that I see that my father is not going to give me the money, like me myself, of course I don't have no $5 million, I can't give you the money. That's what she says. So therefore the locher is, and Admon says she's right. So he say, I konus, either go marry your make nisuin with her, I potter, else you have to give her a get. That's what the Brisa says. So the Chur, the Brisa is not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is mashma clearly, the old Shiloh is where the father promised the money. And in the Brisa it says no, that when the father promised the money, everybody agrees she's right. The Machlokes is only where she promised the money. And this the Brisa says, Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Roya Niyaz Divrei Admon. Rav Gamliel says, yes, I like what Admon says. That what? That she has a right to say, I thought my father would help me. Now that he's not helping me, either give me a get or marry me. Morris says, Tana will learn like this. When do we have this din of the Mishnah of the Braisa? Big Daila. Only if the Rashi of the Braisa, because it's going on the Braisa. When do we have this din? When the lady promised to give money. So we have this Machlekes, if she was an older, Big Daila, an older one. Ava Biktana, she's a Ktana, less than 12. Kaifin, then we do force. Kaifin, we force. Even in the case where she promised the Chosin, I'll give you $1 million, and then she doesn't have the money, still we force. Fred Gemara, Kaifin Laman, who are we going to force here? Who are we forcing? Eli Meliav, if you want to say we're going to force the father to give the money, is Abizai Ipchami Boilei. It should have been just the opposite way around. Rashi says, in Boyis Lachav Asav Ipchami Stavritzvei. If he's Shagadayla, Tenoy Tenai. It's rather the opposite way. That if she's an older girl, and she promised her chosin she'll give him $1 million, so now it's a svara that since what she said she had daf, like she was Machayev herself, so she can't pay it now, it's a svar we should force the father to pay for her. But if she's a ketana, like she doesn't know what she's talking about anyway, so why should we force the father to pay what she said? Like what a ketana says means nothing. The 6-year-old girl told the chosin, I'll give you $1 million. That means nothing. So why should we force the father to pay the money? The more yitzcha should be just the opposite way. Elu Amar Rav Rava says like this, what it means to say is, kaifim nabal litinget, that if she's a ketana, then we force the husband to give her a get. In other words, that the husband had no right to think that she would give the money. She's only a ketana, and he doesn't have a right to hold her to a word. So therefore, if she doesn't have the money, and he doesn't want to marry her, he has to give her a get. He can't make a stay an igun. Like, say, I'm not going to marry you, and I won't give you a get. Omer Reb Yitzchak ben Aloza, Mishmei de Chizki, the name of Chizki like this, that Tomokam Shomer Reb Gamliel, whenever Rabbi Gamliel says, Roya Niyaz Divrei Admon, that I like what Admon says, like it says in our mission here on the Braisa, Halacha Kamaisai, then Takri Paskin like Admon, even though Admon is arguing against the Chachomim, but so what? Since Rabbi Gamliel agrees to Admon, therefore we Paskin like Admon. Therefore in our Mishnah, we would Paskin like Admon, that she has the right to say, that's not my fault, my father doesn't want to give the money, what do you want from me? Therefore, we force him either to marry her, make nisuyon, or give her a get. Omalei Rav Rav Nachman. Rav Yisrael Rav Nachman. Afilu bebraisa. Is this true that even in the braisa, also Rav Gamliel says he likes like Admon, we're passing like Admon? Omalei, so he answered back, Mi karmina bemishna. Did they say over the cloud that Rav Yisrael ben Elazar say only in a mishna? Bechol mokam shomer Rav Gamliel karminan. Wherever Rav Gamliel said, that he likes what Admon says, we pass like Rav Gamliel. So even in the Braisa also, we would pass and like Admon. Omar Rabbi Zeiro, Omar Rabbi Bar Yimio, Beis Devorim. Two things, Shom HaChonin, that Chonin said in our Mishnah, HaLocha Kiyotzeboi. The Locha is Kiyotzeboi, Zatrashi, the Chonin Rabbi Yechonin Metzaka Kiyotzeboi, the Admon Rav Gamliel. Kiyotzeboi means the one that agrees with him. That's called Kiyotzeboi, like Rashi says. By Chonin in the Mishnah before, it was Rabbi Yechonin Metzakeh was the one that said Kiyotzeboi. So when Rabbi Yechonin Metzakeh said Halachis Chonin, we take a paskin like him. That's the first two Mishnahs we had. What Chonin said there, it said Rabbi Yechonin Metzakeh agreed with him. So he says therefore Halacha Kiyotzeboi. We take a paskin like Rabbi Yechonin Metzakeh. And Shiva Dvorim Shom Admon, but the seven Halacha that Admon is saying Ein Halacha Kiyotzeboi. The Halacha is not like the ones that are saying with him. So what that means. The Mer says, my comment, what do you mean to say? Elaim, if you want to tell me like this, hoki comment, this is what you mean to say. Shnei dvorim shoma chonon, the two first two halachas that Chonon said, halacha kemoisai, ukiyaitzabai. We paskin like him, and also like a yechon and metzakai that said, kiyaitzabai. He agreed to what he said, like a shnei dayone, at the first Mishnah. The end when Chonon said his halacha, it says that yechon and metzakai says like him. Yofa Machonin like Tisha Bela Besaif. That Rabbi Yechon Mazaki agrees to Chonin, you only have to say at the end. Now, Vishiva Dvorim, Shom Admon, but the seven halachas that Admon say, is ain't halacha kemoisai. We don't paskin like Admon, but like Kiyotzeboi, and not like the ones that agree to him. Like in our Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel says, Royani is every Admon. So you're telling me now we don't paskin like this. For the Gemara, that can't be. We just learned not like that. I've Omer Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. Mishmei Dechizkiya, that Komokam Shomer Rabbi Gamliel, Royani is the Royadmoin, whenever Rabbi Gamliel says in the Mishnah or any place that he likes what Adman says, the din is halacha kamaisai, we paskin like him. So how could you say the halacha is not like Admon, as Prat here that Rabbi Gamliel agrees with him? Ella, what he meant to say is like this. Elochikom, this is what he meant to say. Shnei Dvorim Shoma Chonin. There are two things that Chonin said. Ishno, halacha kumoisa kyoitsavoy. It's very good. We paskin like Chonin. Reb Yechonon Metzaki agrees with him. We paskin like Chonin. But you should know, Shiva Dvorim Shoma Admon, the seven things that Admon said, ain halacha kyoitsavoy. We do not paskin, ain halacha kyoitsavoy. We do not paskin like the other one. Trash ain halacha kyoitsavoy means, Shalai Roas Devorov. We don't say, we don't paskin like the ones that don't like what he's saying. Ela Bishloisha, Shoyle Leroy says Devorov Bakulam. That's what he means to say. Ain halacha kyoitsavoy. What does that mean? Hakemoisai halacha Bakulu. Well, you want to say, it's ain halacha kyoitsavoy means, a few of them, Rabbi Gamliel said, I hold like Admon. So, the pshat is, he only agreed by three of them. So, for he's saying only in three cases we pass like Admon. That's not true. It's not the pshat only in three cases we pass like Admon, but rather, k'mois yelocha b'kulai. But we pass in Admon in all seven things. That's what he meant to say. Whereas in the Mishnah, Admon said seven halachas. Three of them, Rabbi Gamliel said, aroyani, I like him. He's saying we don't pass like Rabbi Gamliel. Means only in these three things halacha is like him, and not in the other four, but rather in all seven we pass like him. For the Gemara, I have Omer Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elozo, Mishmei Dechizkiya, that Kamokim Shom Rabbi Gamliel, Roy Nes Divrei Yadman, Halacha Kamaisai. So the Chur Tzadik is, Omar in. If Rabbi Gamliel said halacha, he agrees to Admon, then we pass like Admon. But Mashma Loi Yom Aloi, but in the other four Mishnahs, that Rabbi Gamliel, the other four halachas that Rabbi Gamliel does not agree to Admon, mashma, then we were not paskin like Admon. So how could you say the halacha is all seven like Admon? Elo the pshat is like this, hochikom, and this is what he meant to say. Shnei dvorim shom achonon, halacha kemoisai, ukiyoitzabai. In the first two halachas that Chonin said, we paskin like him, and like Rabbi Yechonon Metzaka that agreed with him. But Shiva Dvarim Shama Admon, the next seven halachas that Admon says, you should know, Yesh Miyam Shalacha Kamaisai, Uki Yaitzibai. Sometimes we paskin like him, and like Rabbi Gamliel, when he says he agrees with him. But for Yesh Miyam, there are some cases, the other four halachas, Shein Halacha Kamaisai. We do not paskin like Admon, Eloki Yaitzibai. But rather we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel. In other words, Rabbi Gamliel only agreed in three places. Mashman, the other four places, he does not agree with Admon. So in those four places where he does not agree with Admon, then talk we do not pass him like Admon. Now, v'chomokim shomram gamliya rain is divrei Admon halacha kamaisai in achloi. In other words, we're to be passing like Admon only in the three halachas that Rabbi Gamliel agrees to Admon. But the other four halachas that he does not agree to, there we do not pass him like Admon. Zati Mishnah. Ha'oirer al hasoda. Somebody comes to complain and says, listen, the field that you have is stolen goods. It was stolen from me. It's my field. Rashi says, Ruvain ma'arer al soda shabiyat Shimon. Shimon is living happily in a field, and Ruvain goes to him and tells him, V'yomar, and says like this, who did you buy this field of Shimon? Of Levi, that ganif. Shemok l'cho gozn emenu. You know, the person that sold the field to you, Levi, he's the ganif. He stole the field from me. So Reuven now goes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you have no right to stay in this field. This is my field. It's my stolen stuff. It's my field. This guy Levi that sold it to you stole it from me. So now, but a modern case, Reuven signed on the shtar when Levi sold the shtar, when Levi sold the field to Shimon, Reuven signed on the shtar. So he was an aide on the shtar. So Admon Omer, Admon says if so, he didn't lose his chusim. Because even though Reuven now signed on the shtar when Levi sold the field to Shimon, even though Reuven holds that Levi's a ganef and Levi stole it from me, still, when Levi sells it now to Shimon, Levi signed on it. You know why he did it? He has a right to say, Hasheni noyachli, varishan koshimenu. Because Reuven has a right to say like this, Kozeman, the field is by Levi, he's a tough guy. I'm afraid of him. I know he stole it from me, but I'm afraid to go to him. I know I'll never get the field back from him. Therefore, now when Levi wants to sell the field to somebody else, I'm very happy about it. And I'll even sign on the shtar that Levi's selling it to Shimon. Because I know now when Shimon gets the field, he's an easygoing guy. To him, I'll go and prove that the field was stolen, and I'll get it back. So therefore, he doesn't lose out. That's what Adman says. That the Reuben has right to say, Hasheni Noyachli. The reason why I'm signing the field belongs to Shimon is because he's an easy guy. But the first guy, Levi, is a tough guy. I'll never get the field away from him. So I want the field to go out of his rishus. So he's Neman.
All right, turn over.